I'm back in Wales after a busy, very, very busy couple of days. I'm going to boo about the meeting, but not now. So I set off from Belfast at 8 o'clock this morning, arrived in Dublin at 10 o'clock, had a walk through Dublin, and I went to see a few places that I used to go to in Dublin. So I went to O'Connell Street, looked at the post office, went to Stephen's Green, and just looked at Dublin, which is, unfortunately, the jewellers I used to buy things from has gone. It's a Vodafone shop now. A bit sad, really. And quite a lot of these sort of funny old shops around the back of Grafton Street have gone. It's all been poshed up. But Dublin is lovely. Although the economy doesn't look that great, and there's lots of empty office buildings and things around. Then I got the DART, the Dublin Area Rapid Transit System, to Dunleary. I had a walk through Dunleary and then got the HSS, the high-speed ferry, the Stenline high-speed ferry. And I'm in Holyhead now. I've got about an hour and a half to kill till my train. And then I'm heading back to Kent. It's quite difficult, this green travel. But worth doing, I think. If we're really going to make a big impact on our carbon footprint, we've got to stop flying so much, which means that the kind of journeys I do, public transport, train everywhere, in the British Isles, with high-speed trains and ferries, we could probably just do it. Okay, we've got HS2 being planned, which is a good thing. It's going to take ages, of course. But there's no alternative, really. We don't need to fly. Certainly not in the mainland. And even, you know, even going to Ireland is doable. And very pleasant. And also very cheap. 38 quid. Wow. So, and I really enjoyed it. It was much less stressful than flying. None of that rushing about randomly from stand to stand in Stansted that Ryanair makes you do. You know, gate 5, no it's not, it's gate 3, no it's not, it's gate 9. We didn't do that. The people on the ferry were very nice. It wasn't too crowded and it was very pleasant. A ferry boo.